Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Untested, it's not the same old Bears right now. Yep. Do you feel the idea of kind of turning the tide here?
Yeah, I mean, we're 8-3 team in the National Football League. You know, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears. We pull through for each other when it matters most, and so we got to keep getting better. Like I said, it starts with me on my side, and then we'll keep growing from there.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I do like Chris Emma.
I love Chris Emma.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You take it to love. It's Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're keeping the Bears talk hot with our guy, Chris Emma, Score Bears reporter. You can read him on 670thescore.com. You can follow him on X at CEmma670. What up, Emma? How you doing, buddy?
Brody, Marshall, good morning. How we doing?
We are good. No, we are well, actually, if we're going to do this little grammar thing that we're doing here today.
Thank you.
Where are you? Are you home? Are you at Hallis right now? Tell us all about yourself.
I'm home for now. It is. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. A backloaded day at Hallis. The Bears will get on the practice field this afternoon. We're going to hear from the coordinators later on today. And they've turned the page already. Their Tuesday off day was kind of this morning free, and now they're just back to work and ready to go with the Eagles.
We were just talking about Caleb Williams. How do you characterize his season so far, and what exactly they will need from him in this season, which has turned into winning? They are 8-3, because we were just talking about the fine line between development and winning games. What say you, Mr. Emma?
I think Caleb Williams is right where he needs to be, and consider that with the context of everything that happened last year and throwing out everything he gained from that coaching staff or didn't gain, and starting new with a new head coach and a new personnel around him and a new system. And everything is kind of, I think, where it needs to be at this point. It's progress. It's not linear progress, but it's progress, and you can see it. And I think it's just going to continue to get better and better. I think the biggest difference maker for Caleb Williams the rest of this season, and we're going to see the most significant improvement, is just that comfort in the offense. And some of these incompletions and these just misfires that have been frustrating at times, like, he's not an inaccurate quarterback. I think he's simply struggling with the internal clock of this offense and understanding where that number two read's going to be or what he needs to see from a certain coverage. It's still the mastery of the offense I think he's just settling in with. And this offense got out to a great start. And by the way, it's a top 10 offense right now. It's funny to talk about it as the work in progress that we all see it is, but it can get better. Look at this from a positive perspective of, I think Caleb Williams is going to continue to ascend this season because his comfort in this offense is only going to increase with reps and more experience.
I want to know where your thoughts are on this game on Friday specifically, because we have a lot going on. We've got a Bears team where we don't know. We'll get maybe a better, but not a full news alert about where we are with the injuries for the Bears. And then on the other side, the Eagles seem to be somewhat imploding. How are you looking at this game as a measuring stick compared to the game that they just played at home that was also a measuring stick?
I want to preface this with the Eagles. So they are imploding. They're always imploding. They are like a dysfunctional family that's always got some kind of infighting, but they always seem to rally back and snack those wins. And like, don't be surprised if they come out there and snack a big winning streak down the stretch in December and you're talking about them as the team to beat in the NFC. Like, there's always a little bit dysfunctional, but they always seem to find a way. And the thing I'm looking at on Friday as we talk about Caleb Williams is the matchup he has against Vic Fangio's defense. And Vic is the mastermind of getting pressure while only rushing four. And it's a beautiful thing to see that defense work in concert and how they're able to generate pressure with those big bullies they got up front and the coverage they're able to create. And he's also so good at disguising those rushes and creating mental gymnastics for a quarterback. And it's a big test for Caleb Williams. And I know the talk is going to be about the Eagles blew a 21-point lead in Dallas. Like, this is still a really darn good football team. And this is going to be a stout challenge defensively against all the playmakers they got on that side of the football, and certainly the mastermind that we know well in Chicago. Vic Fangio was one of the best ever to do it.
Yeah, we saw him build or at least put the final finishing touches on an elite defense in 2018, and he's been great at coordinating defenses everywhere he's gone. As we talked to Chris Emma of 670thescore.com, he covers the Bears for us here on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score. Emma, you've been writing a little bit about Ryan Poles. Tell us all about it. Do you think that all of a sudden Ryan Poles deserves a ton of credit for what's going down with the Bears this year?
I think he does. My view of Ryan Poles has changed throughout the course of this run, winning 8 of their last 9. Like, and it's not just because of the results. It's because of the individual success stories we've seen and some of the guys that you were kind of curious about before that are now stepping up. And anytime somebody steps into a role, whether it's Ozzie Trapillo on Sunday or whether it's Deshaun Wright at the start of the season, it's a curious signing initially or a curious draft pick, whatever it may be, and they always look the part. And you understand now, a general manager's job is to identify talent and find traits that can be coached up. But they were missing that coaching side and that player development side before Ben Johnson's staff came in. And I want to say this too, like, Ben Johnson is a terrific head coach. I think we've seen that already. He's got an excellent staff. He's got tremendous teachers on this staff that are doing great work behind the scene. And I think Ozzie Trapillo is a prime example. That's a second-round pick and somebody you hope is a long-term starter. He did not look like a starter back in training camp when the Bears were putting him in that competition and ultimately pulled him out by mid-August. You saw your first look at him to the public eye on Sunday against a really tough defensive front from the Steelers. Ozzie Trapillo looked great. He held his own, one pressure allowed. And you think about that now. That's a second-round pick, a big investment, who's been developed and brought closer to that potential that Ryan Poles sees. You can go all down the line. A guy like a Noah Sewell, who was kind of cast aside by the previous coaching staff, and you thought he had hit his ceiling, and he's played well. You can find so many different individual success stories that Ryan Poles, his talent evaluation side, him and his staff on the player personnel side, and you see the way the guys are being developed, and now you understand what his vision is and what he hoped of this roster. Unfortunately, you wasted 3 years of it. You had a coaching staff that was not developing players right. You lost a lot of football games. Poles got a second chance, and look, I don't know how many other organizations are going to give him a second chance when your record is what it is, but clearly they saw that Ryan Poles' side and the player personnel talent evaluation side could come to fruition with the right coaching staff, and you've seen a lot of really shiny examples of that.
Chris Emma, Bears Score reporter, joining us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Layla's got the day off, but Mark Grody and I, Marshall Harris, are holding it down.
Style key.
Yes, Chris, you're going out to practice today. I'm very curious, how much will we learn today? Like, what, as far as the injuries go, what will we learn today? Anything?
I want to take inventory of the injury report coming off Sunday's games. There was a lot of key players that were knocked out, obviously Tyreek Stevenson being one of them. And we've talked about that fun debate of who steps out of the corner mix when Jalen Johnson steps in. You might be losing Tyreek Stevenson for a little bit here. He was not able to return to that game. You've got a lot of leftovers from last week, guys who are struggling with injuries. And obviously the first and foremost thought of my mind is Jalen Johnson back on Friday? Is Kyler Gordon back? Is TJ Edwards back? Are you getting three key starters back for this defense ahead of a big game on Friday in Philly? And I think you've got I think Caleb Johnson's coming back. I do believe that. I think he's ready to go. He's got to get through this week. And I don't think they're going to have any firm decisions until they get through the next couple days of practice. But Caleb Johnson, I think, is raring to go. Kyler Gordon was a full participant at the end of practice last week. TJ Edwards, it's more about the hamstring than the hand at this point. They plan to put that fractured hand in a cast, and he'll obviously be limited in that regard. But once the hamstring is good to go, I think he's going to be cleared and out there. And certainly after losing Tremaine Edmonds in the linebacking mix, you're excited to get TJ Edwards back. So keep an eye on the injury report throughout the next 3 days. You're going to get the first of three injury reports later on this afternoon. We'll know more on Thanksgiving as to who's going to be ready to go for Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anybody, Emma, who has been more right on time and the perfect lead up, build up, crescendo to where Montez Sweat is right now?
I mean, he's playing at a terrific Pro Bowl level. And I think one thing, you love the sack number, 7.5. He's been outstanding, getting pressure, but he is so stout against the run. And he's a player who does it all for that defensive front. You feel the effort. You feel the energy he brings to the mix here. This guy is everything they hope for. And throughout last season, I think it was an unfair knock on him to look at strictly the sack numbers and say he's got to be better. Like, he was hurt throughout so much last season, 4 or 5 different injuries that we knew of. And obviously, there's always more injuries that we don't know of that aren't on the injury report. He was not Montez Sweat last season. He's healthy this season. He's out there thriving, and he's setting a tone for a defense that you really come to appreciate what he's brought for this entire group. The Tez effect, as we heard from Matt Eberflus, like, you're feeling the Tez effect because everybody else is kind of playing off him.
Okay, Chris, straight up, we're going to talk about this later, but I want to know what you think.
Are the Bears going to win?
Can the Bears win the NFC North? Now, I'm going bigger picture than that.
Damn, yeah.
I think they absolutely can. And look, I've said this a few times now in the last few weeks, and nothing has changed significantly on the Bears side. You can poke holes all you want in this team. That's fine. There's so many flaws and so many things you can look at and say, this is why they won't win a Super Bowl, whatever. But the North is wide open. They can take the North here. And you look at the rest of the NFC, the NFL, for a matter of fact, there's no great teams out there this year. There's no juggernaut where you say, man, that's the team to beat. It seems to maybe change each week, but you look at a team like the Bills who goes out there and lose to the Dolphins, and you look to a team like the Eagles that blows a 21-point lead in Dallas, and you can find holes with any team. So these aren't just conversations that we're having in Chicago and saying this team's a fraud or this or that. You can say that about 31 other teams. You tune into any other radio station across the country, you're going to hear the same thing about that team. And this is the way it's going right now. The NFL has this incredible level of parity. So I say, why not? I believe in the Bears. I'm giving this team the benefit of the doubt. And from a football perspective, on the defensive side of the ball, I think once you get those reinforcements back, this defense I thought was going to be a top 10 level defensive healthy. We'll see if they can play on that level down the stretch. I think the offense is going to continue to ascend as you get more comfortable, and you can start to play a little bit more of a complete four-quarter game.
That's hilarious. In a surprise season, we have reached the point of, why not? That's where we are with the
Bears. Why not?
Can the Bears beat the Eagles? Why not? Can the Bears win the... Why the hell...
It is as much about everybody else as it is them.
And there's probably some why notters for the Super Bowl. Can the Bears make... Why not? Can the Bears win out? Why? We are in the why not portion of this surprising season. This segment with Chris Emma is being sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best.
Also, Football Talk on the Score, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today.
Emma, so we got coordinators. Everything's going down today. Open locker room, coordinators, players, practice, injury report. Do I have
Caleb
all
Williams
right?
will speak as well. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to hear from Caleb Williams as well. So a full boat day in Hallis Hall this afternoon.
And it's all kind of running. I think everything's starting like after 2 o'clock, so I don't think any of that stuff will land on our show. But we know that you will be planted out at the hall today, Emma, and we certainly appreciate what you do for us here. I don't know if Marshall appreciates
you as much
as I do. I
appreciate you a lot more than Grody does.
Well,
I just want to point that out, Chris.
I'm an appreciator.
Let me send my appreciation to all I can to our buddy, Robbie Triano. We're going to miss him, Robbie. Your family, buddy. We love you at the Score. We hope you're not a stranger. Best of luck wherever you go next.
Love you, Emma. Appreciate that.
That's so touching. That's why I appreciate Chris Emma, because he appreciates everyone.
Yeah, he does. He does.
All people like Chris Emma.
I like Chris Emma. Get that clean. Get that clean. So let's change that up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
No, there we go. No, I like some people like Chris Emma a little bit better.
Chris, man, I'll see you around. All right, buddy.
See you, Chris.
Take care.
All right, that is Chris Emma from 670thescore.com. If you hadn't heard, if you're wondering what that was all about, yes, Robbie Triano is leaving us. Tomorrow's your last day, buddy boy?
Yeah, last day. And as soon as the show's over, I get in a car and I leave Chicago.
Good God.
Crazy.
Guy's going to...
Is that why you said good riddance earlier?
I didn't say good riddance.
Oh, that wasn't you? Oh, my bad.
Alexander Karpatsov, good riddance. So Bobby Tree is out of here, and we're going to talk to Danny Parkins later. He is going to the land of Parkins. He is going to New York City to work on the same show. First things first, right? Isn't that it? Yeah, first things first on FX1.
I'll be a senior associate producer on First Things First.
This guy.
Basically
this
in charge.
Senior associate producer. This guy. But we'll talk to Danny. We'll talk to him about what exactly happened here and if he's reached his limit on taking people away from the Score to join him in New York City. When we come back, it's halftime time.
It is halftime, and there's something going on, not in this country, but it could come to this country one day, so I want to know your thoughts about it.
Okay.
What if I told you you got a ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
And you thought you were getting a flat fine, but it was actually based on your income. Yeah, think about that. That's what we got coming up on the other side.
I'm Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.